a lot of the stories rely on a woman being murdered or dying or being otherwise unconscious.
A hopeless woman, a sleeping beauty, or dead beauty, or trapped beauty that can never...
Yeah, and there's several, like, references. More than one woman in this book is the most beautiful woman to ever live, which we're going to need a fact check on that. I'm not sure that's adding up.
Wait, what's it? The one is the airplane one, where someone sits down next to someone on an airplane and is like, this is the hottest woman ever, and then they just sleep the whole plane, right? Who's the other one?
Yeah, the other one was the final story about a newlywed whose finger gets pricked on a thorn, and she kind of slowly bleeds out over several days and ultimately dies. And all the people who see her corpse are like, damn, that's one hot lady. And, you know, the thing, like, if it had gone another step, I used to have a book. I don't know if I still have it. The guy who embalmed Evita.
Wow.
Wrote a book about, like, how he did it. I don't think it's been translated into English, but I had a copy of it. And, you know, there's like a really necrophilia. There's like a sick darkness that you can explore here. And some of the books seem to be like touching that, but with gloves on.
Okay. I see what you mean.
Like, kind of like, okay, if she is the most beautiful woman in the world and you just, everyone's so hot for her corpse, let's see that. Tell me that story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who do you think among those two women were the actual hottest women?
Well, look, I've got to vote for The Trail of Your Blood because that woman was actually awake and did some things. The other woman's literally asleep the entire time. We never hear from her. But I actually liked the way that one ended because there wasn't a forced conflict. She didn't wake up and actually she was a haggard old woman, or it was his sister that he had never met or something. You know what I mean? Like that, if I applied the same logic of some of the other stories to that story, that would have been the ending. Or the plane would have crashed and they all would have died, but she would have survived somehow because she was too pretty to die, you know?
Yeah, I like that it just is sort of the impossibility that this man could ever like reach this woman. I think it was very forthright about this sort of boneheaded dude that it will never actually touch the beauty that he covets.
Yeah, I just generally, my personal taste in a story is like, I don't need something to quote unquote happen. Because when something happens, it has to mean something. Like you said, when the German nanny is brutally murdered, you're also brutally murdering the hypocrisy and that these boys will continue to face as they grow older. And you're also forgiving them in a way, or letting them off the hook for the woman they tried to murder. Like that has a meaning. that's the message you're sending. And it's kind of like, I don't know if we really want to be sending these messages.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a woman who has a story named after her. Maria dos Prazeres.
Yeah, this is another important one, I think.
This one kind of comes together. It's sort of like the most beautiful woman in the world when she's old. Dun, dun, dun. This like horrific idea about like, she's ugly now.
There was ageism going on here.
Yes, but also in this oldness, when she's no longer beautiful, she's like, I will die soon. Like, she's already thinks like death upon her because she is old.
Yes.
And in that one, it's the twist at the end is this young, hot, most beautiful man in the world. Maybe.
Wait, no, he's actually not. I mean, I think the narrator goes out of their way to say, he's not ugly. Like he gets to be a real person. That's kind of one of the things, is that men can just be cute, but not like the sexiest man alive. Women, they are not afforded that level of nuance.
But that someone still covets her, that's young and attractive, in a way, is sort of where it ends. Is like, She's been preparing. That's the one who has the dog. She's taught her dog how to cry at her grave. She's buying her gravestones and all this stuff. And at the very end, she interprets this vision of her, like, at her apartment door, being like, this is the moment where she dies. And actually, when it happens, this apartment door, she's unlocking it. And this man's coming up behind her. That man isn't death, but her newfound lover. That's sort of an interesting inversion on this idea that the woman must die. The tragedy must strike in a way.
Yeah, she expects to die, but really she gets to get laid again. Yeah, I would have preferred if the story had proceeded from the understanding that, like, an older woman could still find love.
Yeah.
And then take me somewhere else. I don't need to start out with something that I don't believe and reach a point that I already believe, if that makes sense.